welcoming you, and if you have stuff.
Thank you. I'll start over again. I'm calling the meeting to order and welcoming the people in the audience. If you have any cell phones, please put them on vibration rather than ringing. I've got my glasses on here. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of November 7th?
Also move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And we now move to the regular agenda. The petition of W Projects LLC, 19-006510-PA at 12 West State Street, a temporary mural.
Need to be recorded, though, right?
I'm not sure your microphone.
No, she's, Leo went to go.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That did it. We're here now. So the applicant is requesting approval for a temporary mural to be installed on the front facade of 12 West State Street, which is this building you can see here. It's for a patterned stencil. It's going to be spray painted over the entirety, or it was proposed to be stenciled over the entirety of the front facade. And the pattern was chosen due to its historical design. And it's only proposed to be placed on the building for 30 days, and then the facade will be painted back to the original color. So this... Learn how to move it. So the theme of this mural was to make visual connections between history and visual culture of Savannah. Although the mural is temporary in nature, staff found that the scale detracted from the character-defining features, and we were recommending reducing the scale of the mural significantly. So the mural is proposed upon a facade that would be appropriate for a mural. However, again, the scale we decided was a little bit too large. So it did meet all of the other standards that it was due to meet. So we were recommending approval of this mural, again, with just two recommendations, one being reduce the scale of the mural significantly, and two, to provide staff with a funding source, because that they included that it would be funded, but not exactly where it would be coming from. So that was just one thing that we asked for. I did, after we posted that recommendation onto the agenda, was contacted by the petitioner who is going to bring to you multiple options for what that reduction of the mural could be, so you can look at those as well. Yes?
Just out of curiosity, Ryan, why the reduced size?
Yeah, could you explain that? I'm not clear on that.
So in our master planning guidelines, it asks that whatever be painted or whatever the mural be, that it not distract from character-defining features, as well as not distract passerbys who are driving. And so since this is on a street, it was decided that that scale may be too large. Yes.
Could you scroll down to the map of where exactly it's supposed to be located?
I'm going to go to this map, actually.
Okay.
So this is the CVS here. And then as you go down, this is 12 West State.
Oh, so I don't even see how that would be distracting, but...
That's right here.
Yeah, because I was thinking, well, maybe it's at like where one of the streets comes into at the square. But, okay.
And it is just a recommendation, so you can feel more than welcome to make whatever decision you want.
When is it, what is the 30-day time frame that they're looking at?
Pull it up. You can ask the petitioner if I can't find it very quickly, but...
Not a problem. I didn't know if it was going to be you or the petitioner, so I figured I'd stump you first.
It's in here somewhere. But we can let her say that if you'd like. She's here. Any other questions about it? Yes.
What's the 30-day logic?
Yeah. That's just the amount of time that a mural can be counted as temporary, and that is what they proposed was for 30 days.
Oh, so it's only going to be up for 30 days?
Yeah, it's temporary.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's very temporary.
Did I hear you correctly? And you said that 30 days is the maximum amount that to be defined as temporary?
No, that's just a level of time that is temporary. If it was going to be a large amount of time, we may not count that as temporary, but I can't remember exactly the amount of days that it says.
I'm going to interject.
Yeah, interject.
So this is the Landmark Historic District. Typically, a mural goes to Historic District Board of Review first. But because this is defined as temporary, which is defined by the Historic Zoning Ordinance as 30 days, it did not have to go to Historic District Board of Review, only to you all. So if it's over 30 days, it's considered permanent by our zoning ordinance and needs a certificate of appropriateness as well. So okay. That's...
And this is only for the Landmark District?
What? I'm sorry?
It's only for the Landmark District, is that correct?
I mean, all of our Historic District ordinances have a definition of what's temporary, and 30 days is pretty much the overarching definition for temporary. So that's why it only came to you all, and you don't have a recommendation from HRB about it as well. And when we're talking about reducing the scale, one of our biggest concerns, just to clear it up a little bit, is not just driving distraction, but more so the, could you put it back up for a second?
Yep.
Was just to kind of clear it up. This is a historic building. This is a contributing building to the Landmark Historic District. Mm-hmm. And so we had some concerns about the obscuring the character defining features of the historic facade, but it is temporary. So I suppose that, again, that's up to you all. And they did have some potential alternatives. So.
That's a lot of work for temporary.
Yeah, it is.
Is this paint?
Yeah.
And to be clear, so this would not go before the city council, correct?
Nope. No.
Private property.
So we will have the final say on this one.
Yes. This is a decision, not a recommendation.
I think any other questions for Ryan?
Is that stucco over brick? Right now?
Yes, yeah. And it's painted. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it painted already?
Correct.
Apologize for it later. I have a question for
the pattern's not painted. The stucco is already painted,
solid color.
Oh, I thought
I
was asking.
Yeah, I was asking. Is it already been painted?
The mural is not.
No, not the mural. I meant, is the building already painted?
Yes.
So it isn't raw stucco.
Correct.
It is not building.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We would never permit the painting of raw stucco in any way. So.
And this is temporary, you say?
Correct.
So why is it? You might have explained it already, but I don't know. What are you going to paint over it or something?
That's a question for the applicant and why they want it to be temporary, I think.
Her mic's not on.
Okay, now it's on. I guess when the petitioners come forth, we can ask them those questions. Hey.
Any other questions for Ryan? Thank you, Ryan. We now have some... the petitioner, she has, thank you. The petitioner would come up, please, and give us your name.
First of all, you're going to excuse me because I lost my voice. My name is Erin Wessling. I'm with W Projects. Both the petitioner, the person commissioning the piece, applicant, all of that fun stuff. There we go.
Face up.
So, just to give you a...
We don't see anything.
Yeah.
It's not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, Excuse me, just as a little background information, the mural was commissioned by us, by with one of our clients, Vanessa Platistis, who is an artist that has worked in street art, if you will, for the past 30 years. She's from Boston and was renowned in that area before she came back or came to Savannah, and is one of the painting department heads for the Savannah College of Art and Design. She recently, in 2019, was commissioned by the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts, to create a commissioned stencil work for the new expansion, which was actually one of the largest commissioned pieces of work that the very renowned museum did. She had a large desire to start working within the Savannah community. And so I reached out to the our building owner at 12 West State Street to ask about his desire or allowance for a piece of public art, this being a mural, and he gave the thumbs up. So with Vanessa, a lot of her background is based on historical interpretation of the cities that she's creating artwork for. This particular mural is, I get very excited about this, is at heart of the rosette, which is a common design theme that you see throughout Savannah. More specifically, she took it from the door of City Hall. From there, she expanded it to the common ironworks theme that you see throughout Savannah. So she basically was intertwining the design elements as more, quote unquote, the fabric of Savannah, and has this reflected upon the mural. As it pertains to the actual original design of the entire building, we did take under consideration what staff had suggested and reduce the mural size and scale to what you see in front of you. Yes, the mural is temporary and it's an undertaking, but it's well worth it, number one, because this is the very first piece of artwork that the landlord is producing, and it needs to be an example of what is what we are capable of and its potential, as well as the fact that this is the first installation just in general on the building. And so we just hope to, around this season, make quite a bit of a visual uplift. As you all might know, the next door building is going to be under an incredible amount of construction over the next couple months. And with all the new businesses that are actually on State Street in between Bull and Whitaker, we just wanted to provide an uplifting, dare I say, absolutely beautiful piece of work for the city. Oh, yes, and I'm sorry, as far as the budget is concerned, W Projects is financing it, as well as I will say that Landmark Preservation and other businesses that are in the building are helping support different aspects of it. Questions, please.
Well, it's okay for me. Okay. I think it's beautiful.
I think it's so beautiful.
I love it. But the only concern that I have is, will it mess with the historic designation or anything? It won't mess with nothing.
Because the historic stucco has already been painted, which, unfortunately, there's not a lot of, you know, raw stucco remaining anymore. Just over the years, people like to paint it. And so, in theory, this should not affect it at all, because it's, you know, it's already painted. They'll paint this, and then they'll paint it back exactly the same color. So, in theory, it should not be damaging, you know, any materials. And they're proposing spray paint, which is not a material that would hold moisture into the material or, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, in theory, it's perfectly safe for the historic fabric.
If you do want to see the actual spray paint that she's using.
Oh, it's going to be gold.
No, 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 that's, it is going to be white. That is just the branding color of the brand that she uses, which is a top-tier spray paint, but it is CFC-free, lead-free, you know, incredibly, as far as spray paint is concerned, eco-friendly. And then, yes, the building will be returned to its original color, and frankly, it will be an uplift as well because it could use it.
When will it be returned to its original color?
So as far as approval date is concerned, if approved, we can start as early as Monday as far as the installation is concerned, which is the 8th of December.
No, when will it be returned back to its original?
After the 30 days.
30 days?
Correct, okay. Correct.
Oh, wow.
After it's completed, 30 days after it's
why
completed.
Why such a short amount of time? I'm just
again, one, it's not my building, and I want to be able to present this in a manner that the owner does actually see the benefit. He was very great as far as allowing this, but the understanding that it is temporary kind of gave the at least easier path of basically lease resistance. And frankly, I think it would be wonderful if we did multiple projects, you know, maybe each year or something like that, so it can become somewhat of a revolving place for murals or public art pending the owner's approval. So frankly, I'd love it up for half the year, but again, we're baby steps with this first project as far as it's concerned for this location.
So as far as like when you put it back to its original state, you're just going to paint over it? You're not talking, there's no removal process?
No, correct.
Okay, so it would just be painted over?
Correct.
I have a question. I love it. It's beautiful. And I was really excited about it until I saw spray paint. And I had used gold. It's so much better than the other type, but it's still got VOCs in it. Mm. I'm just really curious.
Can you explain what that is? I don't know what that is.
Volatile organic compounds. Okay. So any spray paint is not eco-friendly as of yet. They can cause headaches to dizziness to respiratory issues, and I've had my own issues, so I don't use them anymore, just a little bit. I'm just curious if the artist can use an air compressor. If it looks like it's just one color.
She already does use an air compressor,
airbrush?
I'm going to try not to sound ignorant in this next statement, so you'll help me.
Okay.
So the air presser that she does, or air compressor, this is what it, basically the nozzle and the spray that then kind of creates a distance between the actual spray can and the object. Is that what you're referring to?
No, so there are portable air compressors.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hook up a spray can with latex, not this kind of spray can, like a latex paint that is not hazardous.
Mm.
I was just curious, you know, I know I'm lame Lisa right now because there's Banksy and all these people using spray paint, but where do we draw the line at this point? Because you're in a busy area and there's going to be that spray paint. I'm just wondering if the artist would consider using something less hazardous.
I will say, number one, absolutely, because we are purchasing the materials themselves for her.
It'll be a lot cheaper to buy.
Really?
Yeah, to buy, because you thin it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you, if let's say, I love that option too, by the way, that I saw earlier with the black, but I don't know if that's considered.
So, and just quick backstory on that one. We actually gave the three designs to Mr. Toller, who owns the building. And
he picked the
rosette, I think mainly just for the combination of the two designs.
It's just one color, correct?
It is just one color.
Yeah, so you buy a 1 gallon of latex paint. and you put it in your compressor.
I'm with you now.
This is why we have an artist on the
board. Yeah, I'm totally with you.
I get it. Spray paint dries quicker, but with an air compressor, if it's a big stencil, they do the top coat, let it dry, wait an hour, move the stencil down, and do it. There's always going to be drips either way with gold spray paint or latex. She might not have used an air compressor in her time. I was thinking about all last night while I was trying to get to sleep. Like, why do we keep using spray paint?
And she's so incredibly well-versed in this world after doing it for 30 years and a very ego-minded person just in general. So
And she's still breathing. So that's
she is still breathing.
Yeah.
Alive and well.
So there's another design, you say? Or just this one?
Excuse me. During the original submission, because we had not heard back from the building owner, we submitted three designs to him that she had done just to see what he preferred. And he came back with this option as far as his favorite. So that's what we went with.
So I also really like it. Personally, I like the original one without it scaled down better. But I do like the way how it scaled down. If it's got to be scaled down, I like the scaled down version. I'm a big fan of that one. I also really, the only thing I don't like about it is how it kind of stops at the building and like then the brick is exposed and it's like there should be more to it almost. My only question is what was the decision that you guys wanted to do it for the 30 days in really December/January?
Mainly because of her timeline. We had planned on doing something within the 2020 year, but because she had an elongated period of free time, because she hand carves on canvas these designs, which takes an incredible amount of time and attention to detail. And because she had the time off due to SCAD, that was really the driving force behind why not now.
It looks great, though. And also, now it's not going to be a sweltering 178 degrees.
Also, a slightly silver lining.
That was an exaggeration, also. It doesn't get to 178 degrees.
Any more questions for the petitioner? Am I pronouncing your name correctly when I say Ms. Mustang?
Mustang?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, sir. My name is Erin Wessling, WESSLING.
I'm going to get a hearing test after this meeting.
Yes, it's a town outside of Munich, Germany. Mustang.
Wessling, okay. My apologies. It is a beautiful design. In fact, I rather like the new version better than the old version, if I had to make a choice. Are there any more questions for Ms. Wessling? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Are there any members of the public who would like to speak? There being none, we are open for board discussion.
Erin, maybe this is a question for you, I'm sorry. Given Lisa's suggestion, I mean, would you be open, or do you think the artist would be open to using a different delivery mechanism for the paint?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we make a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To not use spray paint.
Yeah. I mean, because I learned something. I appreciate the information. I learned what VOCs are.
It's acetone, xylene, and toluene.
Toluene.
Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Toluene. They're all vapor formed, and they're all harmful.
Mm. I didn't know that.
It's in gold.
Lisa, can I email you to get me that information on what to use?
Definitely.
Thank you.
If you
If you send it to us, we'll send it on to the applicant.
Go through right channels, sorry.
I will.
That's all I was going to say.
That's fantastic if the artist would consider that, because we've got to start putting our foot down for the planet, basically.
Might I just recommend that whoever makes the motion, you can include that as a condition?
Okay.
So I would like to then go ahead and make a motion to approve staff's recommendation with the adjustment of not spray paint, but the type of paint that Commissioner Watson had suggested, which is a latex-based paint delivered through the air compressor, which is VOC.
And I'm sorry, which design? I'm sorry, too, which design?
The one on the screen, the second, the scaled-down version.
Thank you.
Lisa, could you please help Sean out here?
Well, let me say one more comment before you make it. I personally, I'm sure the artist is aware of what spray paint is and what a compressor is. I know, I'm not even an artist, and I know what the difference is, and I understand. And there is a certain different quality of paint when it's latex versus spray paint. There is a different, it's going to create a different surface, and it's going to be different. I don't know if it's our job to tell the artist what to do, just like I don't think it's my job to tell the artist how to design it either. You know, to me, it's the artist, you know, when you do an artwork, you can use what you think is appropriate. And there are ways to protect yourself from, I mean, I've used lots of chemicals before in the past, and there are certainly devices you can use to protect yourself. Protect the world is a whole nother story. Well, I mean, then they shouldn't necessarily sell this stuff, personally. So, I have kind of object to the recommendation to tell the artist what to do. That's just my personal feeling.
Well, I fully agree with you when you talk about the design that an artist submits. We seem to be talking more about a public safety issue here, which perhaps it would pave the way if we could simply put into the motion that we request the artist and the owner to investigate environmentally appropriate ways of applying the paint. Yeah.
And I agree with that. Go ahead, please.
Well, I mean, I would say we could make a recommendation to consider it, but I wouldn't want to make what he was going to. Well, but it sounded like our colleague here was going to make a recommendation that it is required that they do it a certain way. That's, to me, what you were going to say, and I wouldn't vote for that personally.
So, if I can jump, can I say, with respect to Lisa and Scott, I actually agree with that. I agree with why you're saying what you're saying, but I think that's a good point to say that there is a difference. I mean, spray paint does look different than latex, and if this is a well-established artist, as she obviously is, it does, now that Tom brought it up, it does feel a little weird to tell her what to use. I mean, I think maybe we can recommend
the actual adherence of the paint to the wall, which again is going to be painted over.
Right.
Latex does not adhere externally to a wall surface, particularly stucco. That's, you know, that may cause a problem in the future. So
then
I don't know. Those are other things. Really?
Then I would just amend my, or well, since it wasn't seconded, so it's not official. I would just change the motion then to say, I recommend approval of staff's recommendation of the scaled-down version with recommending the artist use a different type of paint, but not required, right?
Well, I mean, that's... I agree with you, Tom. We're not in the business to tell the artist what to use
that's why it's just a recommendation of a different type of paint. Not required. And I specifically said the not required to...
Right.
I would say if the artist, we would recommend the artist consider a possibility of this, rather than saying we recommend, because if we recommend something, it sounds more like it's our recommendation.
Yes. And you're right about public safety.
Right. And then when you say the recommend, put in there for public safety purposes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking on the fly here.
that's probably better than a different kind of paint, John.
Let's try this again. Tom, do you want to suggest the wording of that?
Oh my God!
No, I think Sean's got it.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Sean's got it.
In the words of my cousin Vinny, six times a charm.
Yes, two youths.
I make a motion to recommend, to approve staff's recommendation of the scaled-down model of artist rendering with the artist taking consideration for public safety of a different type of paint.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
Does
that
make sense? Yeah, it does make sense. So we're fine. And it's been seconded.
It's been seconded.
All those in favor? Any discussion of the motion? Excuse me. Being none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you for beautifying the city even more.
Get excited.
Thanks for bringing murals downtown. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. And hopefully you see me a lot.
Thanks for getting the Michael's and Vinny reference also.
I'm sorry?
The two Utes.
My family quotes it like all the time. We could go on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I guess we now move to other business. Okay, we have the somewhat sensitive item here of the officers' election, and those of us who've been nominated should recuse ourselves, which I think means we can kind of hang around anyway, but we don't vote.
Yeah, you can hang around.
Yes, please hang around because I have this year's calendar to show you too.
Bye bye.
But you should, all three of you shouldn't recuse at once. Just recuse from your vote of your own appointment.
Okay.
All right, so you can go ahead with, someone will have to chair for Dr. Henry when you vote for him to be chair.
That will be our vice chair.
Right.
Okay. So, well, why don't we...
So your vice chair will call for a motion to approve or disapprove.
We're talking with the offices are chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Yes, I'm sorry, they're right up on the screen here.
Oh, okay.
Chair, Dr. Nicholas Henry, okay. Vice chair, Mr. Christopher Munro, secretary.
Over the nomination for chair to the vice chair.
Okay, so I will make a motion that the nominated Dr. Nicholas Henry be chair. Is that appropriate?
Second.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the motion carries.
Thank you very much.
I hand it over.
Okay. The second office is vice chair, and Christopher has been nominated, and so all those in favor of the nomination?
I think we actually have to make the motion to
mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
To nominate him.
Do I hear a motion to approve of...
I make a motion to nominate Mr. Christopher Munro as vice chair.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And finally, we have Lisa Watson as secretary. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations to all three of us.
And actually, on that note, your term wasn't technically over until February, but I'm guessing you have to step down, right?
Well, you know what? They haven't told me.
Okay. So maybe we'll see you next month.
I probably will still be here because they haven't said anything. Huh?
Yeah. I guess if we have any recommendations to city council while you're still on here, though, you have to maybe I don't know.
I have recommended Dr. Jamal Touré, so I don't know. Oh, he's good.
Yeah,
he's
that would be
real
awesome.
Good.
That would be awesome.
Yes. So I wanted us to get a picture together.
I make a motion that we get a picture with the...
Wait. I'm sorry. Can we finish the regular agenda first? Do you mind? I'm sorry. Real quick. All right, every year, real quick, I'm sorry. Every year, as you all know, well, some of you know, the Historic Preservation Department creates a calendar for the next year. And we always, we pick a specific topic, usually something timely. And Ryan, this is actually Ryan's suggestion for this year's calendar, and our new staff person, Sandy Michelle, actually executed it. So we went with post-war Savannah. I'll just run through this quickly. So Carver Village, very timely for Carver Village. They're going through a lot right now. They just became a National Register district.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did it?
And they border the Canal District. Abercorn Heights. Kensington Park Groveland, which is a National Register Historic District.
Did you take these pictures?
No.
Sandy did some of them, and some of them were done by Bob Susevich. If everybody's familiar with him, he's a local historic preservationist, and he does a lot of survey work and things like that, but he's on a post-war kick himself.
He did study at Kensington Park.
Yeah, yes.
I love the Oklahoma University flag in the
I know,
window.
That's kind of funny, isn't it?
That flag is still there.
Where
that's
is really Kensington funny. Park located? Where is it?
Kensington Park, so here is Duren Avenue.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So Duren Avenue waters. Fairway Oaks, which is adjacent to Kensington Park, was listed on the National Register in 2009. And this is a pretty good job here because this is the same exact building that's in this original ad for... That's Fairway Oaks.
My neighborhood.
Gordonston, which, as you probably all know, is an earlier 20th century neighborhood, but it developed so slowly that a large amount of the construction is actually post-war. So it's an unusual. We have a few of them like that.
They had a picture of them during the rock and roll half marathon or marathon. Those people are awesome during that thing.
You should take pictures next year.
I'm running the thing.
Oh.
I love that you included the HSMC and Historic District.
Yeah,
we always do. So Lamara Heights was a really interesting case study here, and I obviously encourage you all to read the information provided as well.
I didn't know that's what that area was called.
This is an education.
So Beach Institute, of course, you know this is early 1800s neighborhood, but we have an amazing intact row of post-war concrete block buildings on Hartridge Street that were actually added to our list of contributing buildings in 2010.
Oh,
well. So we highlighted those. Live Oak, again, our early 20th century neighborhood, but has a wealth of post-war architecture sprinkled throughout. Ardsley Park, Chatham Crescent, early 20th century, but again, a lot of homes for Americans, as this ad discussed. Ardsley Park is listed on the National Register, 1985. Ardmore is a brand new conservation district, as is Ardsley Park, a brand new conservation district. Ardmore is someone is working on a National Register nomination for Ardmore as we speak. So again, Ardmore, early 20th century, terrific post-war architecture sprinkled throughout the neighborhood. This is a fantastic picture up here of the Pine Gardens neighborhood. And if you're not familiar with Pine Gardens, it is amazing. It was built, it's the largest, actually I need to quote this one. So the neighborhood was built during World War II when the need for victory ships was at its peak. 520 houses, 12 businesses, 2 churches, 1 school, and a fire station were built to accommodate the workers and their families. So this is the largest post-war neighborhood in the state of Georgia. And it was built all at once. I mean, they were building these things in like 10 days each. And it was listed on the National Register in 2014. So that's another one of our... for December, we did all these wild ads from then about the H-bomb and things like that. And right down here is actually a photograph of one of those Liberty ships being built, which is just unreal. And our credits on the back here, a huge thanks to Bob Susevich, who provided all of the ads, the historic ads and things like that for use on the calendar. And he would love it if I said this. This is his grandmother.
Oh. Oh, wow.
On the front porch of her house in Abercorn Heights when it was first built. So we have gifts for everyone, and you get
them. Very nicely done calendar.
All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have to say, these are a huge improvement over the ones that I did for the last 6 years.
I like the last ones.
Yeah, my office loves the last one.
I love them.
Because I put it up in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This is very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Nice Christmas present.
I just had a lecture at City Hall about atomic reactions.
That was Bob Susevich.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
oh,
fantastic.
Really?
Yep.
Dunk a shine.
Awesome. We did not know about that beforehand.
Same paper and everything.
Where's Magnolia Park?
Magnolia Park is just east of Fairway Oaks.
I'm just
no,
gonna,
I know, I live there.
I know.
I'm just going to flat out say it. I think this is the neighborhood that was chosen for Savannah Shines.
Bacon
easily
bacon
could have
bar.
Been in here.
Bacon bar.
Edgemere Sackville Neighborhood Association. I'm not biased at all to them.
It's my neighborhood.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right off
there are so
bar.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Small little neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad lives in Bacon Bar. Yeah. On, what's the name of
it? I really like this.
So, I think that's
okay. Okay. We have a report from Chris here about what's going on with the museum.
Yeah. So I'll make this really quick. We have
east. I believe
so that's Magnolia Park.
You'll be interested.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You're fine. But I was. You'll be interested in this. So we had our first community meeting for the Memorial for Peace and Justice, which is the otherwise known as the Lynching Museum in
mm-hmm.
Montgomery. We had our first community meeting. I say we, I'm not really involved in the organization per se. I'm sort of there as a just to facilitate and stuff. But it happened at the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum. I'm gonna have to remember the date here. But it was basically just a community meeting saying, this is happening. It was on November the 19th. There, representative from Beach Institute was there, Ron Christopher, and a couple of other community members. And it was basically just about how, you know, does Savannah want to do this project and memorialize these individuals who were lynched, who suffered these racial lynchings.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all that happened. There's another meeting, and you all are obviously invited. It's going to be on January the 7th at the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum, and I can have whoever. I think Vonette Goodwalker at the Ralph Mark Gilbert is sending out the invite. I can have her put you all on it.
What time?
6:00.
Using my calendar already.
There you go.
Wow.
So that's all. I just wanted to make you all aware.
What is your sense of our original charge here of putting up some more, at least one more memorial to the African-American experience?
Well, so Pat Gunn was there. I don't know if you all are familiar with her, but she talked about the lack of monuments and historical markers memorializing African-Americans,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to do some projects related to that. There was maybe about a dozen people there. And that was discussed, just the idea of having more of these monuments and historical markers. This would be, this Memorial for Peace and Justice would be one element.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat Gunn had talked about doing some other projects, which may come before us. But I'm trying to also be very conscientious of I don't want to have to recuse myself if any of this
mm-hmm.
has to come before this board. So I'm sort of just there, sort of in the back row, to answer questions if they need or whatnot.
You're doing not only great work, but the Lord's work. So,
thank you, I appreciate
so
it.
So this is a new deal for this commission of being somewhat proactive as opposed to reactive.
And I really appreciate your support, Nick. I want to say that.
Well, you have the support of all of us, I know.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Oh, let me say this. On January 2nd, 7:00 p.m. at the Johnny Mercer Theater, I am inviting all of you all to come to our inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh,
yes, and it is semi-formal or formal, and that's for everybody in the room.
Is it formal as black tie?
I will ask. I'm sure that Mark is going to send emails to folk all over the city.
So January 7th, or
January 2nd,
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Thank you.
In the Johnny Mercer Theater, and then the ball is going to go on upstairs in the mezzanine and the ballroom afterwards.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Christopher
yes.
Wells next week.
Speaking of invitations, let me reiterate the one to my house.
All right. Tomorrow.
Which has gotten lost in the slip somewhere for some of us.
I got it.
Staff did their job. There's no problem.
I got it.
Yeah, I got it. Because even Leah said, how can you not open this?
407 East Hall with an A. Street. It's between between Habersham and Price.
And Leah and Ryan, I just forwarded you the letter to the editor.
Thank you.
So you can send it to the
editor. What's your number, Henry?
407.
No, your phone number.
Oh, 790.
Who's going on the public record?
8093.
Yeah, let's.
I guess we're all, yeah, we all have each
it's
other's
in the book.
Information.
912?
Oh, yeah. You don't need
to. Are we being recorded?
Yeah, I am. I am.
I'm sorry.
Can,
I'm sorry.
Can I say one more thing? About adjourn, then?
I have one more. I was going to invite all of you all to, I think I sent emails out.
Yes.
But the public art lecture is, the final public art lecture is going to be December 12th at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center. So next week, a week from today, Thursday, at 6 p.m., and everyone's invited.
Okay.
So thank you.
Yeah, by the way, if you can't get there at 7, you're always welcome to come in whenever, as I was explaining
show
to Lisa.
Show up at midnight.
3 a.m.
Show up at midnight with the
right,
eggnog.
Right. Okay, do I hear?
Can I bring a guest?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I said in the invitation, if anybody.
I didn't see it.
Guess some of us couldn't open that.
Invited.
I blame Leah.
Yeah.
Usually I blame Ryan. It's your turn this time.
I do want to thank the staff for all the hard work they did to very little avail, but thank you very much anyway. So, okay, I hope you all can come. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? No. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Opposed? You're not chair.
Nay.
I'm not chair of this.
No opposes.
Motion carries.